What's up, people? It's another episode on What's Up, Unilag Podcast. What's Up, Unilag Podcast, in your room, in your building, in your kitchen. Be careful if your phone is in your kitchen anyways. Or just take a speaker with you. Okay, well, whatever you're listening to from the toilet seat, you understand, we're very entertaining and you want to listen to my voice. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode on What's Up, Unilag Podcast. So, how you all doing? How have you been? Have you listened to our last episode? What do you think? I mean, you know, we always love to hear your opinions about stuff like this. I want to know what you think, and please engage us. Let us know. This is very important to get a broader sense and more understanding, because these topics cut across everybody's lifestyle, and it is something that we think about, but we probably do not pay attention to it because we just do not want to think about it. So we actually bring this to your mind consciously so that you're able to engage and be able to have conversations about it. So today we're talking about a new topic, and we're talking about wish lists. Of course, only me cannot do this episode, but well, I think I can handle it. Well, of course, Olim is not in the building. I have someone, your favorite, one of your favorites. Introduce yourself.
Olim is a favorite guy, still to the BI. And just Didi and I flying.
Yeah.
Flying with two wings. Yeah.
So guys, we're talking about wish lists for, is there anything like wedding wish lists? Or anniversary wish lists?
I don't think so. I only get
just
to see
birthday, yeah. Okay, so we're talking about birthday wish lists today. Is it necessary? Is it important? And people that put pressure on their friends, that send wish lists to their friends' DMs and be like, okay, I want you to get this, or create broadcast group for their wish list and everything. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Scott is not here, but one time Scott was telling us that he had a friend, and these people that create broadcast groups for their birthday wishes, is it necessary? Is it important? Must you do that? How can you do that? Okay. Taking myself, for example, I'm not someone that have birthday wish lists. I mean, the first time I created a birthday wish list was this year, 2023. I actually had to sit down and create a birthday wish list for myself, for my siblings, for my parents and my friends. That's something I want to get for my parents, something I want to get for my friends, something I want to get for myself. Okay, so let's talk about wish list. Like, how important is it? I did not send it to anybody. I did not open it for anybody to see. But you know how this thing has become a norm that when you have a birthday wish list, everybody should see it, and then you're going to start sending it to people. Like, you force us to give you gifts. Like, how, make it make sense. Is it important? Is it necessary? Do we have to do that? And I think if you do that, you're actually bold. I'm not bold enough to send my wishes and be like, okay, this is what I want for my birthday. So send it to my account, send money to my account, do this, do that. I'm not bold enough to do that. Okay. This was actually this year I just feel like, okay, this is what I want for my birthday. I did not even specify exactly. I specified to myself, but I did not specify to anybody. So how important do you think this is? Scott was telling us one time that he had a friend who created a broadcast group, added a group chat, added members to the group. And she was like, hello guys, this is what I want for my birthday. So this is my account number. If you can get me this gift, I'll really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and being involved in my life. How can you do that? That's entitlement. That is entitlement. Because what are you doing? How can you just do that to people? Because your birthday is 1 week away or a month away, and you're already picking people that you're going to. That is entitlement. And that was what we talked about in our last episode. How can you do that? It's a red flag. I'm sorry. So, Toby, what's your opinion? Because this is getting me angry somewhere.
Yeah, actually, it's an entitlement. And you guess what? When you go into that DM, or either create a group or send person. So I think
personal DMs.
Exactly, that's the problem. You can, whatever you do with your WhatsApp story, IG story, it's your business, right? So if you decide to make your wish list on there, nobody cares. I cannot look. But when you come into my DM, it's becoming compelling and you are pressurizing me to give you something. I think it doesn't make any sense. I think I have an encounter last year or so that a guy that I normally do not talk to. Like we
a guy?
Yeah, a guy.
A male gender.
Honestly. I'm not kidding here. Okay. And we don't really talk, right? We are just casual friends. We just say hi and that's all. And he came to my DM. No, it was actually a broadcast message and he sent it to me. I saw the whole list. I was his account number, like God of Nazareth. So,
made a wish list.
Made a wish list, yeah. I can go on prayer, you know, people that pray, you know, this corporate begging of a thing. I'm like, what is this? So, it was then I realized that, this doesn't make sense.
Serious.
Honestly. Doesn't make any sense. And I think made a wish list should be for your family and close friends.
Very close friends.
Because why are you expecting a stranger to see your wish list?
Maybe God is going to use them to bring a miracle and
something. Is that a corporate begging? To me, but then it's my personal opinion, right? So, but the standard I will maintain is that if it's on your WhatsApp story or IG story, it is fine. But when you start going into DMs,
DMs,
and we are not that close to the instance, like we are not really close, then there's a problem. Like, or you are sending it to a total stranger, then there's a problem.
Do you guys think it makes sense when someone has a birthday wish list and just send it to you, and maybe you're not even close like that, you are not even friends, and you're just like all those hi.
And even if you are close, then you have to be sure that I have the capacity to fulfill one of the wishes.
Yeah.
Because you cannot tell me, some people you see their wishes are actually very outrageous.
And expensive.
iPhone, Kinicon, MacBook.
Wig.
Week
150,
and you know,
the financial capability.
And you know, I'm
of
still
that
using rubber band to patch my techno kinicom, and you are giving me wish list of all of these things.
I think they probably are just giving you like your 500 naira can count.
So, so it's like, are we doing it? What are they calling?
What are we doing? Offering box collection.
So it doesn't make any sense to be sincere. So if you're sending a wish list to me and we are very close, if you're very close, because I feel like that is the only condition that can make you send wish list to me, then you should be sure that I'm capable of fulfilling any of the wish lists.
Like, it's not bad if you have a wish list, and it's also not bad if you actually send a DM. But I feel like that DM should be reserved for people who you are really, really, really close with. Like, probably ride or die is for you.
Exactly.
And it is okay for you to post like something about your wish list, and someone takes it upon his or herself to be the one to. And the person just comes and be like, I'm going to be the one to do this for you. Like this year, I wanted a hardcover book on. I wanted a hardcover for a book because I love the book. So the person actually got me the hardcover of this book. And it was nice because that was what I wanted. But I did not even ask the person. The person saw the wish list. The person did not see the wish. The person asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And I said a couple of things. And that was one of the things I wanted. And he offered to get it for me. And that was okay. But coming into your DMs, I mean like, oh, this is what I want for my birthday. No, thank you very much. I'll pass.
I think it's even more honorable when people ask and you send them the wish list.
Yeah. It's more interesting, more honorable than everything.
The only way I think I'll have a kind of argument for wish list is that some people don't know what they are going to get you. Some people are confused, like, what can I get this person? But when they see your wish list,
they can actually know what to do for you.
Exactly. But sending it to people's DMs is also
bottom tier. It's just no. Mm-hmm. It's a no, guys. Exactly. You're entitled.
It's a red flag.
It's a red flag. Okay, you guys should actually give us your opinion on our community group chat. Tell us, is it a red flag or not? It's not a red flag. No. I mean, you
me,
don't
personally,
think
personally,
flag.
I have not done it.
Now you know
before.
We are.
I'm not sure I can do it because why would I be expecting a stranger to give me something? And I feel like everyone close to me, like if they find it,
you know, a stranger can actually surprise you. Maybe you are a stranger to that person, but the person is not a stranger to you.
If they want
like,
to surprise
you, then
I'll welcome
you a stranger.
I'll welcome anything then.
You know, guys are more gullible in this thing.
How? Okay, yeah. Actually, when it comes to
girls, guys are more gullible.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like it's like it gave yourself a chance for yourself, because then secret admirers start coming in. And I think that as if you are going to be sincere, most times that's always the purpose. No, secret admirers are coming in there, and they'll be like, okay, they see your wish list. Yeah, okay, let me buy get something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then you just so fun.
You just get a surprise package.
You just get a surprise package. I'm like, yeah. You know, I threw myself a party at surprise. So it's just something like that. So.
Now, you guys, we are writing on personal opinions.
Yes,
so apparently, opinion, me and Toby, we are just like, it's a no-no. Mm-hmm. It's a no-no. It's okay if someone asks for it.
Yeah, it's okay
if you put it on your WhatsApp story, exactly. Your WhatsApp status, your Insta story, your Snapchat, whatever. It's okay. We understand.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're doing your own thing, but it's not okay when you
go into people's
slide into people's DMs and be like, this is what I want, or create broadcasts.
And I think the bottom...
group chats.
The bottom tier of it, the shittiest part is that man. When you create a group chat and you add people, why would you add me to your birthday wish list group chat?
Do you think I'm going to get you something?
Honestly,
I mean, we're not close. Even if I was close, why would you add me to the group chat? I'm your right or exactly. You're not supposed to add me to a group chat.
Exactly.
You should tell me that, oh, babe.
Exactly.
This is what I want for my birthday. So
we should know that.
I'm expecting something from you.
The purpose of this wish list to be for people that will be confused of what they're going to get for you. So put it in your story and let it end there.
Like, this is what you want.
This is what you want. Don't come to my DM.
Don't come to my DM. You can put it every day. We don't mind.
Exactly. You don't mind.
If you see it every day, someone can be like, okay, let me just get her this thing. Mm-hmm. This is fine. Not that you slide into my DM.
Mm-hmm.
Ha. And that guy that slid into your DM. For what?
I didn't respond, actually. But I noticed the broadcast message. It's not for me. Because the message is just very long. There are a list of things there, and there are some prayers, clinical, and there's now...
Like, if you do this for me, God will bless you, exactly, kind of thing. Clinical, oh my clinical. God, that's corporate begging.
And with the account number, things I could get him. If I do not want to get there myself, I could just send the money to the account. I saw it. I just ignored the message. Because that person is just a casual friend. We are not... Just an acquaintance. We are not close.
Is he going to listen to this podcast?
I'm not sure. He's a new luck person, so I don't know. If you listen to that, that's it. Because I didn't actually mention name. But if that person actually find out his own this, it's okay. It's all fine.
Don't do it next time. You're forgiven.
I think it's more honorable when you do it to your close friends.
So guys, apparently, from Toby's plate and my plate, wish list is a red flag, because it's giving entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving getting what you want from without working for it or without having a good relationship with people. It's giving corporate begging.
Absolutely.
It's giving everything negative. It's giving greediness. Mm-hmm. It's giving gluttony.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving long truth. So, you guys, what's your opinion about wish lists? Tell us in the community group chat. Tell us what you think. Tell us your opinion. And the thing is, Toby and I may be wrong. They are probably extroverts who don't find this a problem, absolutely, which I really understand. I feel like maybe Farid can talk about this.
Yeah, I feel like we would like to sample Farida's and Scott's opinion when they come around.
Because I feel like for extroverts
yeah,
or people who are really out there, they can be able to do this and they will have their own point of view of why they are doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
And it will actually be understandable if they can give us sensible reasons.
Exactly.
So for me and Toby, no, it's a no, it's entitlement. So guys, what do you think? Birthday wish lists, public, personal, DMs, what do you think? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it red flagging? Is it green flag? Is it blue? Is it rainbow? We love you guys. See you on our next episode. Peace out.